Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The first Sunday of Lent. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin. After the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come, but the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? And the gift is not like the result of the one who sinned. For after one sin, there was the judgment that brought condemnation. But the gift, after many transgressions, brought acquittal. For if by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through the one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal in life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. We all mess up. Sin and death entered this world through one man, Adam, affecting all humanity. So, my next rational question is, who's going to come in and save us from ourselves? Who's going to atone for our sins? Now I realize no one is perfect, except Jesus. Admittedly, I am a sinful, broken human being, which is why I am desperately in need of a savior. I am so grateful that I am weak, but through faith in Christ, I am strong. As it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. And in Romans 5, we learn that Adam's disobedience brought condemnation, while Christ's obedience, willingly dying on the cross and rising from the grave 3 days later, offers righteous standing and eternal life, proving that his grace surpasses everything, including the fall. God's grace and justification are brought to many through one man, Jesus Christ. All right, let me back up a little bit and share a quick story. I remember as a child, maybe 9 or 10 years old, I would pray, and I would get answers from God. It blew my mind. For example, I prayed to God that my dad and I could spend more time together. And sure enough, just a week or so later, my father and I spent time in between school and meals, playing catch, riding bikes, playing Uno, and he let me win. Little did I know, the power of prayer would play an important role later in my life. So, most people don't expect their faith to come alive while they're teaching someone else about God. But that's exactly what happened to me. For a long time, my faith stayed mostly in my head. I believed in God, but I quietly believed my past had already placed limits on how close I could be to him. Paul puts words to that in today's reading, in Romans 5, when he says, sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. I didn't need much explanation after that. I felt that brokenness in my own life. But Romans 5 doesn't stay there. Paul shifts the focus from what we inherited through Adam to what is freely given through Jesus Christ. He says, "The gift is not like the trespass," and that truth took a long, long time to reach my heart. That turning point came in my late 20s, while working as a camp counselor at a Christian youth camp in northern Michigan with high school teenagers. I went there thinking I was supposed to help them grow in faith and maybe take a little vacation from work. Instead, God used those conversations to clarify my own beliefs. These students asked real questions about grace, forgiveness, identity, and whether God actually stays with you when life doesn't look predictable or clean. As I tried to answer them, I began to realize something life-changing. Jesus wasn't distant. He wasn't waiting for me to fix my past. He was already with me, within me, and beside me, the whole time. In Romans 5, it says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That verse finally felt personal. Paul goes on to say, "How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" That was the moment I understood grace as a gift, not something earned, not something proven, but something received. See, I had a little aha moment the second to last night at camp before going home. We were at the camp circle, and as they were playing worship songs, I had a moment with God. The Lord spoke to me, spoke to my heart, and said that He's been with me and within me my entire life, through the low, sad times, through the happy, joyful times, and that He would never leave me nor forsake me. A week or so later, I had a prayer before I went to bed. "Careful what you pray for." I said, "Lord, if you're out there, if you can hear me, make me more into the man of God that you want me to be." So that awakening didn't stop at that camp. What began as one summer turned into nearly 12 years of returning year after year, because God kept showing me that when we step out to share our faith, He often does His deepest work in us. Another place where that truth became real was through Christ Renews, a retreat weekend at my church where men come together to strengthen faith and share our stories. Hearing other men speak honestly about their struggles and their encounters with God reminded me that none of us walk this journey alone. In Romans 5, it says, "We boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Christ Renews helped me live into that reconciliation, openly, honestly, and in community. So, let's face it, we all mess up. We all are broken human beings, which is why we need Jesus. Though yet, we all are absolutely beautiful creations of our Creator, worthy of His love, grace, and forgiveness. Yes, Adam's disobedience brought condemnation to this world, but Christ's obedience brings eternal life, proving that His grace surpasses everything. In Romans 5:19, it says, "Through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." I am one of those many. My faith didn't come alive because I got everything right. It came alive when I realized Jesus had already done the work, and He was walking with me every step of the way. Will you take that one step towards building your faith?
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.